Hi, I'm Ben, and welcome to Scouting Solo. This is a traveller's podcast which looks at all things sun, sea, and self. In April, I began to backpack through America and Southeast Asia after hitting 1 year in sobriety. And during my travels, I began to meet some fascinating people, everyday lives, inspirational stories. So, I've decided to share them with you. Welcome on board. For images of my travels, just check out Scouting Solo on Instagram and enjoy the journey. Okay, so today I'm with Mama Ayu, as she's so famously known here, at the Taman Permata Hati Bali Orphan Day Center here in Ubud. So I thought it would be a really great opportunity for me to speak to someone that has done such a fantastic thing here in Bali. I just came across your building when I, accidentally got lost here, and I was taking a long walk, and I got to this side of Ubud, the town, and I saw your building, and I thought, ooh, amazing. So I thought that I would message you to see if there was anything that I could do to help or support during my stay here. And you got in touch straight away. I think it was like half an hour after I messaged you, and you were like, yes, come in. And then, then I've come in, and it's been amazing. And I just think it'd be a lovely opportunity for me to ask you a few key questions, for you to share your story, and then for me to share your story with anyone that's listening.
Yes.
So I'll start off by saying hi. So Mama Ayu, with the centre, what's the centre all about for anyone that doesn't know Taman Permata?
So Taman Permata Hati is a Bali Orphan Day Centre. So this is not the orphanage, the children not staying at the centre. They are still going back home. They come here after school to join all the activities at the centre. For example, dancing, Balinese dancing, computer class, English class, cooking, drawing. And then we have another volunteer to teach them other languages such as French, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, or they love to make something like art and craft. And other recipe from other country.
So it's really creative.
Yes. So all the skill here they learn here at the center. Mm-hmm. So they going to school to get knowledge. Yeah. But here at the center they get skill.
So like a lot of creativity within these buildings.
Yeah, most of them is the creativity. So this building is already 12 years ago, 2007, and I'm not joined yet on that time. I joined the center 2012. So when the first time came to this center, I saw them, it's very shy, and they cannot speak English at all. Mm. And every time we have a visitor from other country, they hide, they run and hide. I just curious why is all children like this. And I check what happened, and I know the first thing is they cannot speak English. Mm-hmm. And then they don't have mom and they don't have father, so make their confidence is they lost confidence.
Yeah.
So first thing I made the program here is to teach them English. So I teach them English with song. That's very fun. Mm-hmm. And after that, I teach them very easy English, such as how are you, good morning.
Yeah, like everyday phrases.
Very easy English class. After that, I found them. They are very old. The children is very talented. So they have talent dancing and play music, and also drawing. Mm-hmm. And one time in the afternoon, while they having a dancing class, one of the children playing a flute.
Yeah,
flute, Balinese flute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard, who is playing the flute? And the children say, I can play flute. Very beautiful, the mm-hmm. voice. And then one day, one of the children sweeping the floor and she's singing one song. And I said, who turned on the radio? And she said, no one turned on the radio. Who's singing? I singing. Oh my God, you have a beautiful voice. I said like that to her. And she said, let's make a band like that. But we on that time, we don't have nothing here. Mm-hmm. We don't have any music, instrument. They only dancing. And then after that, maybe the God heard about what we need here. So the volunteer, the visitor gave us an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And on that time, the first instrument is handbell. You know that? And we try to make a group, small group of the children, and they play do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
Yeah.
And they don't know the chord, you know. And very hard to teach them, the children, how to play music. And also they don't know song. And after that, I teach them. I love very much singing music,
yeah.
But I don't know how to play. And then we have a visitor, volunteer to teach the music. So after that, they know how to play music. Then 2014, we have a band here. But the instrument, we have only keyboard and the drum and one bass guitar. And the rest, we still borrow by someone. And
but since then, you've won so many awards. I mean, I had a little look around, and there's so many certificates, medals, trophies,
yes.
All celebrating all yes. these children's.
So when we decided to make them a group of band or a group of dancer like that, so we practice every day. We make a schedule for the children. Every Monday to Saturday is different activities.
Mm-hmm.
We keep practicing first. After that, when they confident, they every time the visitor come, we show them. Would you like to see the children playing music or dancing to make them confident on me?
I'm proud.
Yes.
Of their, you know.
So after they confident, I think why they only practicing,
mm-hmm.
why they don't. Make a talent show and show to everyone. And then I ask the children, do you want to perform outside to make your confidence back?
Mm-hmm.
And they say yes. And then when they ready, I have a lot of friends here in a hotel and give a chance to the children to perform in the hotel. And we try.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, they feel like fire in front of their face because
yeah.
they like a very what is that
petrified
yes like a scared
headlights.
Like
yeah.
that you know a nervous
mm-hmm.
and then after that this is a process I say like that to the children so when you have a time to perform like that so everything is gone after that.
And it's good to feel a bit
yes.
nervous.
And then when they perform in a hotel, there is a judge, you know, in front of them, only the audience, and the audience, they love very much
yeah.
the performance. And I always say like this to the children, you're very beautiful, you have a talent, because that's your children, you say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you have to join the competition.
Yeah.
I say it like that. Do you want to join the competition? And then they say yes. And we try one competition. And on the first competition, they have runner-up. So not first winner
uh-huh.
yet, runner-up. And they are very happy with their
yeah,
achievement.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh my God, I said you very beautiful. That's not me give a result. That's a judge give you result. Yeah. I said like that to the children, and they eager to join another competition until they get first prize.
And how long did it take for them to get first prize?
What do you mean?
So when did they
when? Starting 2016 they get number one.
And they've just been smashing it.
Yes.
Literally so many amazing trophies, which I'll show on the on my blog, Scouting Solo, and I'll share them. Because there's so many, and they're so grand and, you know, magnificent, and just something to really cherish. And I think for the children to come in here at the orphanage, and like regardless of how they're feeling at home or what's happening, you know, with family matters or at school, they can come into this building, they can turn around and they can see those medals, they can see those trophies, and they can see those certificates with their name on, and know that they are capable, that they have something, that they have accomplished amazing things, and that, you know, they're very special, talented and skillful individuals. And I think that, you know, that opportunity for them to come through these doors and see that is an amazing thing that you've given them. I mean, what your ethos, so your main reason for working here, I can imagine, is to give children an opportunity to have love, to have play, to make art, music, and to really develop their emotion. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and one more thing, their life is more colorful now.
Yes.
Yeah, so
that's a lovely, yes. I love that.
So before, their life is like, what is that?
Dull or something.
So like very dark, you know, yeah. when they lost one of the parents. So most of the children, they don't have fathers. Mm-hmm. So they still have mom. Mm-hmm. And only few of the children, they have father but no mom, and mm-hmm. only three children, no mom and daddy. Mm-hmm. They live with brothers. Mm-hmm. And on that time, they feel like all the world is
against
destroyed.
Them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the children, you know, they want to go to Jakarta. Mm-hmm. On that time, she's still about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. With brother, and they no mom and daddy. They want to go to Jakarta to be a beggar.
A beggar.
Beggar.
And Jakarta is an island just off
The central
Bali.
Of Indonesia. Yeah. Yes. And they because in Bali, if they want to be a beggar, everybody knows about them, and they want to decide to go to Jakarta because they don't have mom and daddy anymore at home. So what happened? There is no mom and daddy. Let's come to Jakarta. Her brother say like that, and he put all the clothes into the bag, and they went to the big road, and the guard still saved them, you know. The uncle saw them. What happened with you? Why you have a bag? You want where do you want to go? Mm. And after that, no, don't leave your home. Going back home.
You've got a home.
Yes. And then uncle know me here, and here is the place for the children who has suffered a loss of one of both parents to get support here. Mm-hmm. To continue school, to get the skill here, and they send the children here.
And to feel like they've got a family.
Yes. And now the children is very full of skills. She can speak English very well, and she's have been to Australia for 3 weeks for study in Australia.
She's just been there?
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Amazing.
And then after that, she can play music, guitar. Mm-hmm. And also she's very good dancer, dancing. She's a good dancer. And she's one of my inspiration here.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very happy, you know, here. Sometimes she's sad, of course.
We all are.
remember mom or daddy like that. But I try to make them, you can sad, but not all of your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get sad, but you still have family here, second family, and you can play here, you make happy here, you sing together here with your friends. And after that, she loves to come here and make a new family here. And she's very good now, nothing problem here. So, and with their skill, they can go everywhere, a hotel here in Ubud to perform their skill.
Yeah.
That's make their life is colorful.
You've made their life colorful.
Yes, they have a lot of experience, new experience. And they have been sleep in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When they finish performing.
Are they allowed them?
Yeah, and then the hotel love very much the performance. They're very happy with the performance, and the guests also very happy, and the hotel give them a prize to stay one night in the hotel.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so they feel like, wow, my God, this is very expensive, you know,
to
stay in a hotel, and maybe the other children cannot stay in the hotel, but they, from very small, very young children, they have a lot of experience.
That's amazing. And how was your experience as a child growing up? Did you grow up with both your parents?
Yes. So when I heard them, they don't have father, or some of them, they don't have mom like that. So sometimes they talk each other, you know, what happened with you preparing food, who is preparing food like that. And I heard their conversation, and I feel like I'm very blessed I have mom and dad.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm so blessed as well that
I have until now. I hope they healthy and long life like that. So I cannot imagine they are so small and then no mom and no daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But they still survived, you know.
Because of you.
Thank you.
You've literally, you're talking about these, everything that I see in this building, the trophies, the self-confidence,
yes,
the color, the smiles, the laughter, the opportunities, the music that through the instruments that they're playing, but also the music that's playing in their hearts, it comes from Mama Ayu. And that's all down to you.
Yes. So when I was young, I have a dream to can play instrument, but you know, my father is, they don't have enough money to buy instrument. Instrument is like an expensive thing. And then I just saw my friends, but I love still singing together with them, but not playing the instrument. And after that, one day when I have a children, I have to teach them music, because with the music, everything is sad become happy like that.
Anything dark can become beautiful.
Yes, with the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the music. And then after that, maybe the God heard what I want, then now all the children can play music and they're very happy with that. And I, that's very lucky. I know a lot of songs, because I long time ago I love To listen to.
Because you so wanted to play an instrument yourself.
Yes.
You learned all this.
Yeah, all the instrument.
And prepared.
The song, yes. And then now I teach the children. For example, you know, the song is somewhere. And the children is, they don't know the song. Maybe they not born yet on that time.
Yeah.
And I teach them, what song is this, Mamayu? I don't understand. They say like that, just sing this song. This is this beautiful song. And yes, and they're learning and they love it now, that song. Even the first time they feel like, oh my God, what is that song? For example, like that. Because I teach them all old song.
Mm-hmm.
To the children.
I know, I've heard some of the songs that you've,
yes,
that you've taught them, and it's beautiful,
yes,
really nice. And I feel that you chose them as well, not just because of the beautiful melody, but also because of the words.
Yes, yes.
And it's saying, you know, somewhere over the rainbow,
yes,
you know, it does get better,
uh-huh,
and smile.
Yes.
And
also, you know, I teach them You Raise Me Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important for them. With our volunteer, visitor, or sponsor to come to the support center,
mm-hmm,
so we have to say always remember and thank
mm-hmm
you, big thank you for them to support us always here. So we, I said, I teach the children one beautiful song, You Raise Me Up.
And you've raised these children up, like, as evident as it is, as we've just discussed, in so many ways, that it's been such a privilege, and it's been so emotional for me to come in and to see it. It's such an amazing thing that you're doing. Have they raised you up in any way?
Yes. You know, we support them here for their school,
mm,
and they have a lot of activities here, but at school they are very good. They always have a prize in the school for school report, like number one or number two, best five, always like that. So they also learning very, very well in the school,
mm-hmm,
not only dancing or music like that.
No, academically. And it just,
yeah,
shows how important, how the arts and how being creative supports and helps you in other areas,
yeah,
of your learning. It's such an important thing. And have you taken anything away from this? Like, has there been any previous things that have happened or something that's really left you thinking, oh, do you know what? This has really changed me as a person. I've become a different person because of this.
What is that? I'm not a doctor of psychology.
Yeah,
biology,
yeah.
Yes, but when I always with the children, I know when I see a lot of children, so this character is like this,
mm-hmm,
so that's make me learning something from the children,
mm-hmm,
yes. From, I'm not a teacher, so I become a teacher. I'm not a doctor for psychology, and then I'm become like that,
mm-hmm,
automatically, like,
yeah,
that, you know. And then I'm not a singer, so I teach them song, and then after that my voice
improved, yeah,
like that, for example.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yes, and then we try to share the recipe to the children. I'm not the chef, but we can,
mm-hmm,
cook now with the children.
And together.
So, yes, together. So all what is that? I learn here,
mm-hmm,
from the children is only make them happy,
mm-hmm,
like that, you know. And I'm, I, from when I make them happy, So happy will come double to me, you know.
Yeah, like exactly.
That. Yes. So I try to make them always happy and help them. So if I don't have money, I can help them teaching them everything here. So make always them happy too.
And you've made me so happy with being able to come in and being able
you.
To talk to you and yes. share your story.
Mm-hmm.
And to share the reasons why you do it and just share with people that have never seen this place or known of its existence to be able to share its identity and its, you know, existence for people to maybe come and volunteer if
yeah,
they're
yeah.
ever in Bali or have a look at the website which I'll add
uh-huh.
or maybe make a donation
yes.
whether it's clothes or instruments
yes.
or anything whatsoever, books.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's a great and fantastic thing that you're doing, and there needs to be more people like
yes.
Mama Ayu in the world.
Because, you know, at this moment, this year is 105 children we support from kindergarten until university. And maybe next year will be another amount, another children
mm-hmm.
we have, because the other children who already finished, graduated from college and university, they will walk and no more become a children here.
Yeah.
And they walk, they can help by themselves first, and then they can help mom or father, family, and then they can help center too. But the rest, the children, the other children also, we don't know because people die is only time knows.
Yeah.
And God knows, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe 1 month, I don't know. But we try to cover to help the children who lost mom or daddy to come here. We never pray for mom and daddy pass away like that, you know. Must be, but one of them lost, we have to help here.
Mm-hmm.
So all every year is a newcomers like that.
So any help that anyone could ever do
yes.
would be
mm-hmm.
much appreciated.
So maybe one of the children they know already English, the other one need a teacher to teach them English,
mm-hmm.
like another group of
yeah.
the children.
So thank you so much for letting me speak to you once more.
Thank you very much
no,
for to support the children now.
Oh, well, if I can do a tiny little bit, you know, to support someone amazing as you, I wish, you know, you all the best. And you are such an incredible human being, an amazing Mama Ayu. And I'll be back again, and I just wish you and the children all the luck, all the love, and all the health
Thank
in the world.
You.
God bless.
Yeah.
Terima kasih banyak.
Sama-sama.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what an incredible human being Mama Ayu is, and what a fantastic thing that she's done in order to provide children not just with the tools for creativity, but also the tools to help them learn to love themselves, love the world that they live in, and also to live with hope. And I think that's a message that we could all probably adhere to. So if there's anything that you would like to do yourself to support Taman Permati Hattie Bali Day Centre, then you can either Google or you could contact myself. And if it's anything from a small donation, or if you're traveling yourself and you end up in these neck of the old woods in Bali, then you could pop in yourself, teach something, anything. They would love to see you. So thank you once again for listening, and I hope you enjoy the journey.